This meeting is now being recorded.
Thank you. Then I'd like to start to confirm roll call. You've got, is there anyone you need to confirm on the roll call? Any numbers? None. So thank you, Brenda. So we move to item two, action item for review. There are none from the last call. Though I thought I saw something, Bernard was to share with us a guideline for recommendations or something like that. And I haven't seen anything circulated that would provide any form of guidance on drafting of recommendations. Or did I get it wrongly? If I'm wrong, then I apologize for that.
Fiona?
Yes.
Okay, what I mentioned is that I was working on getting that draft approved. It hasn't been approved yet. So, I believe I could actually share the draft with you if you want, but it hasn't been approved yet.
Okay, thank you very much, Bernard. Once it is approved, then it would be good if we can have a look at it. But however, in the meantime, I think the okay, agenda item number three is to review of the updated draft. Currently, the draft still has track changes. It's not exactly a clean draft. So it has got the track changes from previous input to this version of the document. And some have been recent, so there's some recent comments. So I'd like to suggest that we can have a discussion on the proposed amendments to the document. Specifically, the recommendations, because that seems to be where there's quite a bit of need to come to an agreement on what we are saying, what we will achieve, and whether it is achievable. So, yes, thank you for that. So, looking at recommendations, there's nothing on the recommendation. Each SO or group within ICANN should identify those elements of diversity that are mandated by the ICANN bylaws or those voluntarily adopted by the SO group and include them in their respective charter documentation or other relevant SO or SEO group procedures. Rafiq? Rafiq, I can see your hand is up. Please proceed.
Hello, this is Rafiq speaking. Just maybe kind of question here. We have the recommendation in two sections, in the executive summary and in the main part of the report. And I think what happened is people either commented in one of them. So I think it would be more advisable to go to the other section, the main one, and then reflect the latest version later on in the executive summary. I mean, the executive summary, as it says, it's just kind of summarize what we agreed at the end. So I'm kind of concerned that we have kind of different comment on what I mean, two versions of the recommendation and with different sets of comments. So I would suggest that we move to the main section and work on that and then reflect the latest version in the executive summary, but still also taking in consideration the comments that were made there anyway.
Thanks for that, Rafiq. I think we shall have to look at the two of them at the same time. The reason being, even now, the recommendation two is very different from the other recommendation two. It seems the changes were made on the first one and not on the first, in the section in the executive summary, and it was not repeated in the main document. So that you can agree on which one works, because this one in the main document says that each SO and SE or group within ICANN should identify how each element of diversity is relevant to their role and record this in their charters, bylaws, and document them in their operating procedures, which is not the same thing with the part in the executive summary, which talks of elements of diversity that are mandated by ICANN bylaws. And I think we have gone through the bylaws. My thinking is that we've gone through the bylaws, and the reason we're doing this exercise is because the bylaws don't satisfactorily capture elements of diversity that we identified as a group and that so far have been identified. So in that case, I just need to hear from whoever has proposed this on what the thinking is behind reference to the bylaws. I think that would be good. Then we can be able to see how to best go about it. And I can see that there is a hand up from Bernard.
Thank you.
Bernard, you have the floor.
Thank you. I'll go back to recommendation one again with the eventual release of best practices for recommendations. What we've got on the screen in the executive summary is on responses to the diversity questionnaire, the ICANN community should agree a definition of diversity in terms of a number of agreed elements by which it is comprised. I have a couple of issues here with that recommendation if it goes forward as such, and I'll preface this with the comments I made last week. I'm not trying to change your recommendations. I'm not trying to dictate recommendations. I'm trying to point out issues that staff will have as this thing makes it all the way through with these recommendations. And by pointing these out, I also mean that other people along the process of approval chain may see the same problems. Now, in recommendation one, the ICANN community, that can mean a lot of different things to a lot of different people, and should agree to a definition of diversity. What does that mean? I understand the concept, but as a recommendation from a subgroup that is to be implemented, as I mentioned a few times already, these kind of statements, if they're left so open, staff will do what they can to implement these. But the reality is that the people who drafted them may be very disappointed in what is considered an acceptable implementation of this, and so should agree. The community should agree. Okay, we're going to have an ICANN meeting. There's going to be, a plenary session, and if no one argues, then that's what it is. And who's going to define those terms? So I'm just trying to point out that I understand the spirit of the recommendation, and my job here is to help you make sure that you get what you want out of it. Now, if you're really certain that this is the way you want to frame this, that's fine. That's your decision. I'm simply pointing out that the way Recommendation 1 is written right now is unclear what community means. It's unclear who will define the terms and what process will be used to agree. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Rafiq. Sorry about that. Thank you very much for that intervention, and I really appreciate your perception because it actually raises an interesting question as you are explaining the thing of care. So how practical is this recommendation? I think it's also important that we don't get carried away with the excitement of trying to put in place diversity mechanisms to appoint that our recommendations are not practical. I think it's important, actually it's very important, that we need to take a step back and to look at the practicality of what we recommend. What do we really mean? And when I read that recommendation, I think it raises quite a number of on how we will go about defining that diversity as the African community. And what is the African community going to be that will do that? Are we going to go to the chartering organizations, public forum? It's very vague. I think that whole recommendation may need rewarding, though from on the previous, the earliest versions of the diversity report, we probably were interested in getting the community to identify elements of diversity that are important to ICANN as an organization in view of the new role that ICANN has to play following the transition, which is the reason for which Workstream 2 is there. We've had Workstream 1, we've had Workstream 2. What are we going through? We need to go back and reflect on why we're going through all these additional accountability mechanisms. It probably helps us to reflect on the new position that ICANN has as a multi-stakeholder body and why then diversity becomes an important aspect for ICANN. In that regard, what should we be looking at that is practical? What do we need to pay attention to? So, I do agree that part of the recommendation does need to be provided because we say, okay, in the initial document we have said should agree a definition of diversity in terms of a number of agreed elements by which it is compromised, which I think the underlying issue was that we have a set of elements that can be implemented and measured by different SEs or SOs, and then different SEs and SOs would then be, and these there would have subsequent recommendations talking of them being able to check what is relevant to their role. And I've seen very many hands up, but I'll start with Bernard.
But that is just a new hand. Yes, it is. two things. Thank you for that. I think your intervention was excellent. The second thing, as I offered last week, obviously, if you feel comfortable, I, as staff, can go through your recommendations and produce an annotated version with some of the issues I see, and I can submit that to you. But that is simply an offer. It's up to you to decide if you think that's worthwhile. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bernard, for the offer. Probably just remind me, once we finish this conversation and go through the group's interventions on what they think and they feel, after the conversation, to reach come back to you and the offer to go through these recommendations and give us advisory on any issues on understanding and interpretation. Next, we can go to Julie. Julie Hammer.
Thanks, Fiona. Can you hear me?
Yes, hearing you perfectly.
Ah, right. Thank you. Look, I think Bernice made some good points, and I guess I drafted these original recommendations quite a few months ago now. And what I was trying to do in this first recommendation, we were at the time trying to actually come up with a definition of diversity, and we were really struggling, and I think that struggle has actually resolved at all, because it really is hard to define. So what I was trying to achieve here was a mechanism by which we could agree what it is we're talking about in terms of the elements of diversity, and in that way get around this trying to define this esoteric term. But I do see the wisdom in what Bernie's saying, and I think if we can reword this recommendation to achieve what it was trying to achieve, like I said, should agree, because to me, to develop a definition, you know, I could have said should develop a definition, but there's no point in that unless everybody signs up to it. So if there's a better way that we can express this instead of saying we should agree, a better way of just getting acceptance of our elements of diversity that we believe should be considered in any discussion of diversity, recognizing that they may or may not be elements that are relevant in different parts of the community. So, sorry, long-winded way of saying that's a bit of background. Agree with Bernie's point, and I for one think it would be incredibly valuable if Bernie were in a position to offer some alternative wording for this and any other of the recommendations. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Julie. And I see Cheryl also agrees with the idea of Bernie and team being able to help us out with the wording of the recommendation. And there was another hand from Sebastian. Okay, hand is down, or he's dropped off. Okay, so moving on, recommendation one, definitely we see that there's a challenge. Recommendation two, we have got two versions of recommendation two. Could we possibly agree on what are we trying to say in this recommendation? And then also on reference to ICANN's Bible, because this hadn't been put. Okay, then we actually want to make a change to the ICANN bylaws, because ICANN bylaws so far from our the research and what we collected, what was stated in this very report, such as only on geographic and regional diversity. So, how do we want to address that whole issue? Yes, Julie, I can see your hand is up.
Thanks, Fiona. I think at this point in our work on diversity, to try to recommend that the bylaws be changed in the near future to incorporate any additional specific requirements for SOs and ACs, I think is a little premature. I'm quite comfortable with any that are currently mandated in the bylaws being included in the recommendation, or in recommending that they be documented in operating procedures. But I'd be somewhat reluctant in this stage of our deliberations to be recommending bylaws changes as one of the recommendations out of this group.
Intervention. And Bernard? Yes, Bernard, you have the floor.
Following up on that, thank you. Following up on Julie's comment, just a statement that changing SO, the parts of the bylaws define the operating procedures of DSOs. In most cases, if I remember correctly, my bylaws, I drafted some of those things years and years ago, require the approval of the SO and AC. And as such, making these types of recommendations would probably be looked at as presumptuous from this group, not having worked directly with the SOs and ACs. So this is actually exactly one of the examples I'm working in the best practices for recommendations document, that if you try and make recommendations which are going to impose something on SOs, that's usually a really bad idea unless the SOs have asked you. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. And just for the purposes of clarity, we do have in the new bylaws commitment to diversity as a core value in section 1.2b that reads, seeking and supporting broad, informed participation, reflecting the functional, geographic, and cultural diversity of the Internet at all levels of policy development and decision-making, that the bottom-up multi-stakeholder policy development process is used to ascertain the global public interest and that those processes are accountable and transparent. I think that gives us enough to work with in as far as the bylaws are concerned. That's my personal view. I believe that our recommendation 2 should therefore be better worded to encourage, more to encourage the different SOs and SEs and groups within ICANN to identify elements of diversity that are relevant to their role and record these within their respective SC and SO documents. And that gives room for them to have, to choose which documents they want to put that in, whether it will be in the operating procedures or in their charters I don't know, but I know that the spirit of that recommendation was to begin a process where groups that are keen on addressing issues of diversity have a scope of elements that are relevant to them, relevant to their role in ICANN, and have a way of ensuring that over time this is encouraged, maintained, and kept track of. Julie, your hand is up.
Thank you, Fiona. Just to add to what you've said, can I suggest that we revert back to the original wording of this recommendation, and I'll read it now from that original draft. Each SOAC group within ICANN should identify those elements of diversity that are relevant to their role and record these in their documentation or operating procedures.
Thanks, Julie. That actually provides quite a lot of clarity and is much easier for a recommendation to work with. So it's simple, it's very clear, and we are really encouraging in ICANN to identify the elements that are relevant to the role. And because this is the beginning of a process, probably at a different time, later in the if we had a recommendation telling them to now incorporate this into the bylaws and charters, it will make sense. But since it's a starting point, we're encouraging them to begin to keep track of this, have this in the documentation, because so far from the communication and the responses to the questionnaire, is one area that has a bit of challenges. I can see Renata has her hand up. Renata, please go ahead.
Thank you, Fiona. Thanks, Julie. I agree. I apologize. I arrived at the meeting and I disconnected and got back now. But I agree that we are going around in circles here because this was commented before the original wording was changed exactly because when you use the word relevant, it leads to pick and choose diversity for each SONAC group. So they can, for example, state that gender is not a relevant diversity element. So I would definitely not go back to this original wording. I think that the way that it's now worded as an adopted is quite severe because you could have a situation where an SONAC decides to not find, for example, gender in a relevant element of diversity.
Thanks, Renata. However, on this, I choose to take a different opinion. I'm of a different opinion. The reason being that even from response to our question, is it question two, where we ask what other elements of diversity are important to your SNSC, there's so many varying elements, and I don't think it is, when I look at all of them, I don't think it is possible for each SC or SO to have all those diverse elements as relevant to them. And if we really want to make some headway in as far as making diversity relevant within the ICANN community is concerned, I think there's going to have to be a middle ground somewhere where we can have a starting point. It's about having an ideal starting point. It may not be perfect, but it allows us to get started. And for us to get started, we may need to be a bit, gentler, for lack of another word, in terms of what we are recommending, because even over time, some elements of diversity start becoming irrelevant. And I'm assuming that this process, somewhere in, because we suggested somewhere in one of the recommendations that there will be review, because there has to be continuous review, there is time for continuous improvement. But where do we start? We cannot start with the full saying these are the elements of diversity because there are too many. And if you read through the actual responses, not the summary sheet that I prepared and circulated, but actual responses from each of the S's and SOs, you realize some elements are more important to other groups than they are to, that they are to others, which is acceptable, especially if it is in view of the role of the S's and SOs that eventually translates into the global role of ICANN. The post-transition ICANN has a very different role from the ICANN that was before the transition. Bearing that in mind, how do we address issues of diversity? We have to find a middle ground where we can begin to get the S's and S's to begin to incorporate into their procedures, into their activities. Eventually, it gets into the Bible. I think it becomes very difficult to put it directly into the bylaws when from where we are sitting, we can observe, at least from the responses, that not all elements of diversity are important to all groups at the same level and in equal measure. So we need to accommodate a certain level of flexibility. And that is why the old wording now works well. We had thrown it out, but at the time we had thrown it out, remember, we had not yet received responses from S's and SOs. As the responses are coming in, we have to look at our recommendations again vis-a-vis the actual responses we have. What can we practically implement? I can see Bernard and Rafik hands up. I don't know who came up first, but I'll give the floor to Bernard and Rafik.
Thank you. Thank you for that, Fiona. I tend to think that that's very clear thinking on your part relative to this thing. I originally put up my hand simply when Julie's reading the original recommendation of asking each SO and AC to basically make a diversity statement and see how diversity applies in each of them. And I was just trying to point out that I think that's a very clear recommendation, as I typed in the chat. But secondly, from a staff implementation point of view, and this is a difference I want to make here for everyone, yes, we're making a recommendation that the SOs and ACs each make a statement, but who's going to be responsible for watching that this gets done? It's still staff, okay? So when you make these recommendations, even if they're not addressing ICANN directly or very directly the responsibility of staff, staff is still charged to make sure that the various SOs and ACs, if they have accepted this, will actually carry it out. Because you have to remember that this diversity group will not be there once the recommendations are approved. And because the corporation, if it approves these things, I have to tell you, they take these things very seriously. So in this case of this recommendation too, if the SOs and ACs need to make a diversity statement, then staff would pursue them, and I don't mean that in a negative fashion. The policy department would work with all the SOs and ACs and make sure that a statement gets produced. It's something that's doable, and it's something the staff can take on to make sure gets done. As a final statement, as someone who started an SO, I will note in support of Fiona's statement, it depends what your charter allows you as members. I mean, it's not a question that you want to pick and choose. In the case of the CCNSO, let's be clear, the rules are very clear. It's only CCTLDs which can be members of the CCNSO, and it's the relevant CCTLDs that decide who their representatives are to the CCNSO, and that's enshrined in there for very good reasons. It was fought very hard to make that very clear. So the level of flexibility for diversity within that specific SO is very limited because it's the responsibility of each of the individual CCTLDs to do that. Now, this being said, having sat around the council table there for years and watched the discussions, I can tell you that gender and geographical diversity is built in, but gender diversity is always a consideration around the table. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Bernard. Rafi? Rafiq, the floor is yours.
Okay. Yes, I'm. Thanks. So, I guess I can support what was said before with regard that the recommendation cannot be size-fit-all, let's say, style. So, we are giving here flexibility for the HSO AC group to set what they see as elements of diversity relevant to them. But I understand also the concerns from Renata, and trying to see here how we can maybe put some safeguard to avoid the situation that, I mean, let's be kind of the devil advocate here, is that we need to encourage the SO and the ACs to set maybe more ambitious targets for diversity, and so thinking in the way how we can ensure that they will do that. And hearing all the comments related to who will do, I mean, for our recommendation, how it will be implemented and how it will be evaluated. So I guess we need to think maybe in a holistic way in what kind of process, let's say here the ICANN community, which means the SO, ACs, and the groups like NGNSO, how they can set the process or the space, I mean, I have no idea yet, that can work on those recommendations. I don't think we can expect the staff to do all of them, but we can expect that the staff and then the ICANN organization to support those efforts. So maybe we need to think in the way for all our recommendation, what can be the process that or mechanism, process, or whatever that can satisfy the recommendation we are working on. So let's just put some ideas here, but I think it's still area for work for us. So.
Thank you very much, Rafi, for that very important intervention. And yes, we do need to pay attention to the process and the implementation. And as you are talking, something came into my head that I need to think and see whether we have captured the issue of periodic review. We may actually need a periodic review of the status of diversity within ICANN, and how this gets addressed is something that probably I'm going to, we may need to check with existing review mechanisms to see how, which one would most be appropriate to address issues of diversity and to accommodate a diversity review and see if that can be added in there. So that then there is, or have it as a separate review mechanism that also brings together members of the community, just like the other reviews, and then they are able to review within each SO and SC the measures, the documentation, the procedures, the measures, the tracking of elements of diversity within the activities of the respective SOs, SCs, and groups within ICANN. We have in previous recommendations really mentioned about measuring and supporting diversity, but I think to be able to keep track and progress, it helps us if we can have incorporated in the recommendation a review where also staff are able to report on what they're doing, what is up, something of that sort that would help us. I have not put it into the document. It just came off the tip of my thinking as Rafik was talking, because I think that is one way in which we are able to balance on the need for diversity to be taken more seriously. And I know that is what Renata is really driving at, but how do we do it and still be accommodative to the community so that everybody feels part of and willing to participate? And so our recommendation two there again is going to need wording that it goes back to each SO and SE group within ICANN to identify those elements of diversity that are relevant to their role and record this in their documentation or operating procedures. So I think tentatively we'll hold on to that. I can see a hand from Sebastian. The floor is yours, Sebastian.
Thank you. This time you can hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, thank you very much. I have, first of all, I need to apologize because I was not able to participate to each and every call of this group. Sorry for that. I wanted to know where is the proposal made by the French representative to the GAC about the idea of an office of diversity? Is it outside of the discussion today, or is it still somewhere in the document? I was not able to find it. Thank you.
Sebastian, I think that comes into one of the other recommendations, because what we have done is we did not capture it as specific as it is to have an office of diversity, but in one of the subsequent recommendations, we do capture the need for ICANN to have a mechanism in place to monitor and evaluate the implementation of diversity. We were not telling them to have an office. We are not telling them to have a staff. We are leaving it open for ICANN, the organization, to choose between having an office and having a staff what is going to be most suitable. Because based on I think it was on the get the previous original recommendations. So based on the way the recommendations were written, there was need for measuring, for example, recommendation 4 that says each SN group within ICANN should identify how each element of diversity will be measured and monitored within their group. Then we move on to 5 that says ICANN staff should also be available.
Sorry, can I get your point? Yes.
Yes.
There are points to get some feedback and some data, but I really think we need, as a group, to think about an office of diversity, wherever is this office. But I don't think that we must leave that in the end of the so-called ICANN organization. I want to leave them into the ICANN organization. That means us, the whole system, not just staff. And my second point is that we can't leave this discussion only at the level of each SOAC groups. We need also to have a broader discussion on what can be implemented as a diversity as soon as possible, and for some it will take more time. But we can't be so, if this group is to deliver a document saying, yeah, do your best, why is the point to do all this work? I think we need to find the agreement of what are the more important part of what we discussed, the list of diversity items, and to try to see how it could be implemented in, of course, each and every SO. And I am sorry, but you can't just say it's their job. It's also a question of global image of ICANN, and this global image, we need to be all accountable of that, not each part of the organization, but the whole, each part of ICANN, the whole system, but not just each part. And we need to find tools for that. And I think it's one of our responsibility. We can't leave that back to each and every SO, and we can't leave that to the community, whatever the definition of community, because we are the group who have spent more time on discussing this issue. Now it's really time to find a way to have a real proposal to make changes in the situation of diversity in ICANN. Thank you, and sorry to be a little bit long.
Thank you, Sebastian. Not a problem. Appreciated. However, I would like to call upon you to look at all the recommendations, because it helps us to figure out where we are, where do we want to get to. If we can review, we have assessed and reviewed where we are at. Now, where do we want to get to? It's nice that we have that vision, to have that Office of Diversity, but whether that is going to be something that can be accepted by the ICANN as an organization, the board, because of the budgetary implications and all, we still don't know. We may need to evaluate that, which we haven't done. And so we have, and that is why we have not specifically captured that there has to be an Office of Diversity. But we have implied that there is need to pay extra attention by the board and the organization on issues of diversity, which then should be able to, because we talk of being ICANN staff resources should be made to should be made available to support the collection, recording, analysis, storage of diversity information related to ICANN organization, ICANN board, ICANN staff, ICANN community. If we explain it that way, then it's really open, because then it still covers that. We haven't emphasized it enough. What I would be cautious about doing is being very prescriptive, and then we are told, oh, it can't be done now because we are still waiting budget approval, and next year's budget has already been approved, so this cannot be accommodated in the next 12 months. If we leave it open, we then have the opportunity as the community to pressure ICANN on beginning to take action, interim measures that would be like having one staff who is responsible for making sure that all the staff dealing with the SEs and SOs have their SEs capturing, measuring, and taking all the data we want and keeping track of diversity. That's a good starting point. We may be so prescriptive that it ends up being the excuse on which even our other good recommendations cannot be implemented. That doesn't give us an appropriate position. So we end up waiting another 12 months before anything moves. How do we best capture it so that as soon as our report is completed, it is possible for everybody within ICANN, including the community, the staff, everybody, to begin to play their role in as far as diversity is concerned. Because if we can do that, then we have a better chances of seeing our overall vision of diversity achieved than if we become too prescriptive and we end up with an excuse of why something cannot be implemented. Sebastian, you still have your hand up?
Yes, please. Thank you, Fiona. First of all, I don't think that it's our role to take into account what are the budgetary implications of each and every proposal we made. When the CEO creates the Office of Complaint, it was not in the budget. It was not discussed by any one of us in the community and not in the Workstream 1 or Workstream 2. It was done. But what we are doing, it's not a report to the CEO, and that's to try to give some feedback on what Sven write in the chat. We are not reasoning a document to the CEO. We are reasoning a report for Workstream 2 group and then for ICANN as a whole. And we will see if it is the role of the staff to do things or if it's the role of other part of the organization. And if I recall well, the proposal about the Office of the Diversity was to have something independent from staff. Therefore, yes, there will be some budgetary implications, and that's something we can cope with, but it is not a proposal to have the staff doing it. It's something we need to think about to have it outside. And it's why there are some other discussions, for example, in the group. I am rapporteur about do we need to have this function about watching about the diversity within the organization. If it's done by the Ombuds office, for example, or in other office. But I really think that the document we are writing, it's not for the staff, it's not for the CEO, it's for the whole organization. Thank you. And I hope that I am not micromanaging. And if I do so, sorry, Finn, but I don't think I am doing micromanagement here. Thank you.
Thanks. So 7 minutes to the end of the hour, and so we need to make some quick interventions. I see Bernard's hand went up first, and then Julie Hammer. So Bernard, you have the floor.
Thank you. In response to Sebastian, I mean, very good presentation of one angle of the thing. I will simply remind this group of two things that I have said. The first is, regardless if the plenary approves this, the chartering organizations have to approve this. And after the chartering organizations approve it, the board has to approve it. So I think practical considerations have been noted in the public comments. So it's not private or secret comments. The board and the organization in their comments to some of the recommendations, and I will draw your attention to the SOAC Accountability Group, the public comments from the board and the organization, similarly to the Transparency Group. And what is said in there, black and white, is that, you know, requiring specific allocation of resources will require the community, even if these things get approved, will require the community to make budget decisions. So I think that is a real concern. Thank you.
Thank you, Bernard. Julie Hammer?
Yeah, thanks, Fiona. Look, I support what you said about needing to leave the issue of whether an Office of Diversity is implemented. It's an operational matter. I don't think we should be specifying it. And I don't really agree with what Sebastian said here. And I was a bit taken by surprise when Sebastian said that he saw it as not a staff issue but rather a community entity, because in my view, the function as opposed to how it might be done is one of, you know, assisting to collect and hold and analyse data. And certainly any suggestion that it might be the community trying to, I guess, oversee implementation of diversity within other parts of the community, I don't think that would be well received. Certainly what's happened with the accountability subgroup is that they've recommended that implementation of their recommendations might be looked at as part of an SOAC organisational review. But I agree with you, Fiona. I think that this needs to take into account the resources very carefully, and I see this as this recommendation is very much a support function related to collection and analysis and storage of information. Thanks.
Thank you very much, Julie, for putting that through. And so we need to, to the end of the call. We need to go back and possibly look at the recommendation, making sure that we are giving really a top-level guidance to what we think needs to be done with regard to the diversity, and allowing the organization to make the operational decision. And yes, I would very much love that there would be an Office of Diversity, but I can't force it. However, we can put the pressure in a subtle manner, give a recommendation that allows for that to be done, and allow staff and organization time to review and see how to do it. In the meantime, have other issues still being presented. So we need to go back and look at our recommendation one to one to 10, and look at the recommendations within the main document as well as in the executive summary. Just make sure that the wording is the same and accurate, and we know exactly what we mean. And if we can agree on this, we would really love to move this to the next level, have it go to the plenary session. Probably, I think I suggest Rafik and I, the drafting team, bring up the documents, adding in comments that have been given so far, and send out a clean document for our next call so that we can then in good time for you to read for our next call, so that we can then go through it and be able to discuss and review the clean documents, and if we can agree on that, on the document, because we've been reading this for a while. If we can agree to be doing this, and it's up to the plenary. And yes, I thought Bernard to remind me. I think Bernard could be very helpful to us if you can unsolicit the recommendations so that we can be able to see where the language is not clear and what we need to improve on. So, please do that, Bernard, possibly in the next 2 or 3 days so that the drafting team can then incorporate that into the new document that we circulate to everybody before the next call. That would be extremely helpful. How long do you think it will take you, Bernard?
From the time I get your cleaned up version, I should be able to turn that around in about 24 to 48 hours.
Thank you very much. That is much appreciated. So we will try and get it to you as soon as possible, maybe the next 48 hours. So with that, I think we come to the end of our call. Thank you so much, everybody, for your time. Thank you for being able to participate. I've seen the ticks and the chats, and those who are able to speak have spoken. And I look forward to our call. And in between, we'll have a document, cleaned up document, that you will read that should be able to give us much better clarity and a better conversation. Thank you, and goodbye, good night, good evening, good morning, good day.
Bye for now.
Thanks, Deanna. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you all. The meeting is concluded. You may disconnect. Have a great day.